Welcome to the Andebu AI blog in audio.
Good to be here.
Today's article is a good one for anyone who keeps thinking about AI but hasn't actually done anything with it yet.
That's most people, honestly. The article is called How to Get Started with AI, The One Bite Approach That Actually Works by Brett Oligray-Wood on the Andebu AI blog.
And the whole premise is that most businesses freeze. They see AI everywhere, they feel the pressure to do something, and then they do nothing.
Because the alternative looks terrifying. You've got stories of businesses that rushed in, picked the wrong tools, burned through their budget, and absolutely killed team morale in the process.
So the default is to wait and see, which feels safe, but Brett makes the point that waiting has a cost too.
Right, and his answer to all of that is what he calls the one bite principle. You don't try to eat the elephant whole. You take one bite. You solve one specific problem, prove it works, and build from there.
Which sounds obvious when you say it like that, but I think the mistake is that people go looking for an AI strategy when what they actually need is just a first win.
Exactly. And the starting point is your biggest pain point, not the flashiest tool, not whatever your competitor claims to be doing. The actual day-to-day nightmare task that's sucking time and energy from your team right now.
Brett gives a real example from his own property management business, which I think is the most useful part of the whole article.
Deposit returns. Every single one used to take 3 hours. Comparing check-in and check-out reports, documenting every scratch and stain, calculating deductions to the penny, then trying to get landlords and tenants who both want completely different outcomes to agree.
3 hours per deposit. That adds up very fast.
With AI, that same task now takes 90 seconds. Documents go in, AI analyzes everything, and out come separate reports for the landlord, the tenant, and the ombudsman. Everything documented, everything clear.
And the negotiation time drops because there's no confusion about what actually happened. Nobody's arguing about a scratch that may or may not have been there at check-in.
That's the kind of win that changes how a team feels about AI. But here's the thing. You can't just throw a tool at a problem and hope it sticks. There's a step before that.
The knowledge base. And I think this is where a lot of implementations go wrong. The tool technically works, but it doesn't sound or behave like the business. It feels generic.
Because you haven't given it anything to work from. Brett's point is that you need what he calls an AI knowledge base, built from your team's expertise, your processes, the things that make your business different from everyone else.
That becomes the brain everything else runs on. So the AI can augment your best people, handling customer calls the way they would, answering questions at 2 a.m. when nobody's in the office.
And the practical question is, whose head does that knowledge live in right now? Because if it's only in your most experienced team member's memory, that's a real problem. It leaves when they leave. It bottlenecks every time demand goes up.
That's a risk most owners don't think about until it actually happens to them.
The other thing Brett covers is getting the team on board. And his approach is to go for the tasks they hate most. Not the tasks that look impressive, the genuine frustrations.
Because when AI solves something they've been dreading every week, something shifts. Fear turns into curiosity.
Exactly. They start coming to you with ideas. Could we use this for invoicing? What about customer follow-ups? Could this handle our scheduling nightmare? That's when AI stops feeling like a threat and starts being something that augments what they already do.
Which is a much better place to be than trying to sell your team on AI in the abstract.
On timeline, Brett's realistic. It's not overnight, but it doesn't have to be a years-long, budget-destroying project either. One pain point solved in weeks, a knowledge base built over the following months, then a steady iteration cycle, adjusting what doesn't work, building on what does.
The businesses that try to do everything at once are the ones with the horror stories, the ones that go one bite at a time, build something that actually grows with them.
So what's the one thing to act on this week? Brett has a 5-step list in the article, but the core of it is write down your top 3 time-draining tasks. Be specific, not admin, but chasing overdue invoices or answering the same 5 customer questions every single day.
Pick the one that costs your team the most hours. That's your first AI target. And think about who holds the knowledge for that task, because that's the seed of your knowledge base.
Full article is at anebu.ai. Worth reading the whole thing, especially the 5 steps at the end. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
See you next time.